Hi guys, I'm Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. Before we start today's session, let's talk about words you can say or describe when you see cute, cuddly animals like dogs, cats, rabbits, koalas, what else? Sloths. Sloth, 就是树懒, sloth. Or in this case, hamsters. Hamsters. Of course, you can say it's cute. It's so cute. It's the most common thing to say. People say it all the time. Like the puppy is cute, the kitty is so cute, that little thing is so cute, etc. But you can also replace the word cute with other adjectives like adorable or darling, such as it's so adorable, it's so adorable, or it's such a darling little thing, it's such a darling little thing. Also, you can say, I can't handle the cuteness. I can't handle the cuteness. I'm overwhelmed by their cuteness. I'm overwhelmed by their cuteness. 就是他们的可爱,我无法招架,太可爱了的意思. I can't handle the cuteness, or I am overwhelmed by their cuteness. 那另外还有这一句也蛮常听到的，就是 It's so therapeutic. It's so therapeutic. 很疗愈的意思. It's so therapeutic. Or you can simply say, "Aw," you know, the sound. "Aw," that sound explains everything. 这个 A W W 这个 W 可以无限延伸，就是这个 "Aw" 的声音的写法. It's literally a term now. 这个声音就可以代表你看到很可爱的东西所发出的声音. Alright, so speaking of cuteness, do you agree that we humans are programmed to find anything that has big round eyes to be cute? Two big round eyes, to be more specific. If it's three, its charm might not work well on most of us. 不知道各位会不会觉得我们好像先天被设定就是看到 two big round eyes 就会觉得大大圆圆的眼睛很可爱 或者是 puffy cheeks Puffy cheeks, 肉肉的,蓬蓬的脸颊, or a puffy body, 圆滚滚的身体. Yeah, all these features make human babies and animals' cuteness so irresistible. In fact, I've heard people say that the babies are programmed to look like that so as to have a higher chance to survive. Like human babies had better look cute. Or else their parents might feel a little reluctant to look after them when they are screaming like a monster. Yeah, and on the other cases, the cuteness of animals can help them increase their chances of living under the protection of humans from their predators. 小动物可爱一点呢，也能让它们多一些机会得到人类的庇护. They don't need to do anything. They don't need to have any realistic value to humans. Just by being cute, they can have a better chance to survive and be well taken care of. 就大概是宠物的概念吧，虽然它并不是真的实质上的带给人类一些实际的价值，但是它们就是很疗愈的在那里，然后会让我们得到精神的慰藉. Anyways, I guess I should stop now or else it will be another long intro. So in today's video, apart from showing cute cartoon hamsters figures, it also gives us detailed explanations on how this tiny little thing can manage to stuff tons of food in its mouth. So without further ado, let's take a look at today's sentences. And thanks to the pouches in their cheeks, that stockpile can get enormous. Hamster burrows have been found with nearly 200 pounds of stored food. Once again, and thanks to the pouches in their cheeks, that stockpile can get enormous. Hamster burrows have been found with nearly 200 pounds of stored food. All right, and before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. 好的，我们来看一下本句的发音重点。好，首先 and thanks to the and 尾音的点到带过，所以你可能只会听到 and thanks to and thanks to. So, like, and thanks to the pouches in their cheeks. 好，这里呢，你会听到 T-H-E-I-R there 并没有发得很字正腔圆，它发的是 their in their cheeks. 它只发了一个 th 再加上一个卷舌音 er in their cheeks. Okay, and that stockpile, how stockpile 中间的 CK 发的 K 的音呢，一样是点到带过。那这种 K 的声音怎么点到带过呢？跟其他，比如说 D、T 是一样的道理。也就是说，你要发 K 的声音，但是呢，你的肌肉有就位，可是 你并没有真的送出气来，所以就是梗在喉咙深处的感觉，一秒停顿，然后再往下弹 stockpile, stockpile.Alright, so that stockpile can get enormous. 好，这里的 can 一样弱化成了 can get, 以及 can get enormous. 这里有语调很明显的处理，你会听到这个字 enormous, 它不止被放慢，而且也提高了。So that stockpile can get enormous. 再来 hamster's burrows. 好，这个单字我们念一次 burrows.So hamster burrows have been found. Have 跟 been 呢有两种连音方式，一种呢是我比较倾向的这种，就是 have been, 也就是说我的 have 的尾音 v 我把它弱化，直接带到 been, have been. 而另外有一种我听过的是选择把后面的字 been 的 b 的声音弱化，然后由前面的 have 的 v 尾音来连，所以你会可能听过的有 having.OK, 这种连音方式也有、啊、但我个人还是倾向 have been. So have been found 的尾音的一样点到带过 found with nearly 200 pounds. 好，这里的 200 pounds 也有很明显的语调处理，它把它提高而且语调加重 200 pounds of. 好， of 这里的 F 的音变成浊音 V, 也就是像 V 的声音 of, 再来跟前面的 pounds 连起来变成 pounds of, okay, 200 pounds of stored food. 好，我们整句来一次。And thanks to the pouches in their cheeks, that stockpile can get enormous. Hamster burrows have been found with nearly 200 pounds of stored food.Alright, 那么今天这个句子呢，语调的处理很明显，就像我在圣诞特辑提到的，处理语调的一个小小的原则是在一个句子之中挑出一两个需要处理的字，然后做一些特别的变化，好比本句有使用的有放慢、提高、语气加重等等。那我们今天再快速聊一下，究竟要挑哪一些字来处理呢？其实很多语调教科书，对，就是真的有这种课本他们教语调，常常会使用的一个经典的练习句子就是这一句 I didn't say he stole the money. 就这么短短一个句子，它会因为你选择处理的重点字不同而传达出不一样的意思。就好比这一句，我刚刚是每一个字都是平均分配，你听不出它的重点在哪里。我们现在就来试试看，比如说我现在随便挑一个字，你感觉我强调的是什么。好，比如说 I didn't say he stole the moneyI didn't say he stole the money. 你听得出来吗？我强调的是 I, 我把 I 提高，后面全部掉下去。I didn't say he stole the money. 而这样子的句子传达出来的意思是 Someone else said it, not me. 是别人说的，不是我。所以我这一句的处理方式会是 I didn't say he stole the money. I didn't, OK, 不是我。那如果我换一个呢？比如说我强调 say 好了，那你听到的会变成是 I didn't say he stole the money.I didn't say he stole the money. 我没有那么说，我不是这样说的哦。这个时候你就会强调 say 这个字。那如果比如说你强调的是 stole 这个字好了，所以语调处理可能变成是 I didn't say he stole the money. I didn't say he stole the money. 我没有说他偷啊，他可能只是借吧。那当然呢，我们还可以强调功能字哦，比如说 the, T-H-E.这个字大部分的时候是被弱化的，但如果它需要被强调的话呢，一定是跟指定有关。好比我现在这个句子 I didn't say he stole the money. I didn't say he stole the money. 或是 I didn't say he stole that money. 这个时候我强调了这个功能字 the 或 that, 而我所传达出来的讯息就会是我说他偷的不是那笔钱，而是别笔。OK, 所以呢，为什么会有语调的产生，是因为你一定在讲话的过程中有你想要传达的重点，所以你的语调就会跟着跑。那其实所有语言都一样，我们中文当然也有语调的处理，所以其实这个概念大家一定完全不陌生。那所以语调的处理，第一会跟你重点字有关，第二会跟个人的性格有关。 所以不是说一定要多么的抑扬顿挫，而是找到跟我们自己说话声调、语调相符的人的影片内容来模仿，或者是我所谓的跟唱就可以了。好比我以前的话，我最喜欢模仿的对象是 Sarah Jessica Parker 还有 Rachel McAdams， 因为我觉得他们讲话的口气是跟我符合的，或是我想要像他们那样讲话的声调，所以我就会反复看他们的影片来学习他们的语调。那如果你喜欢的是讲话比较平稳的，不要那么多起伏的，但即便如此还是会有语调表现哦。但总之你就是选择你觉得跟你的性格说话方式比较接近的表现方式，然后你就跟着他不断的模仿 OK， 然后学他的语调。好的，以上就是一些语调的分享，接着我们就来看看今天的单字吧。 Let's take a look at vocabulary。 第一个单字是 cheek。那么 cheek 呢，它就是指脸颊。那么我们可以说 rosy cheeks， 红润的脸颊 rosy cheeks， 或者是 chubby cheeks， 肉肉的脸颊。那么还有 puffy cheeks， 刚刚我们一开始提到的 puffy cheeks 也是肉肉的脸颊，但两个差在哪呢？ chubby 就真的是很有肉的感觉，那 puffy 比较像是蓬蓬的，很有胶原蛋白的那种，或是水分的蓬蓬感，叫 puffy cheeks。 那很有趣的是，东方的审美观跟欧美审美观不一样，像我们东方呢，现在追求的妆感就是要 puffy cheeks， 要脸蓬一点，可是欧美呢，恨不得把那个 puffy cheeks 盖掉，对不对？他们会就是 contouring， 他们会修容，让脸不那么 puffy。 Alright， 再来还有比如说凹陷的脸颊，我们会说 hollow cheeks。 那另外各位不知道有没有听过的这种用法叫 cheeky， 其实我本来不知道这个用法，是 Niall 介绍给我的。他说呢， cheeky 这个意思就是 slightly rude or showing no respect but often in a funny way， OK， 这是它的定义。那什么情境下会用到 cheeky 这个字呢？有两个，一个就是比如说小朋友，你会觉得哎呀，这个小孩怎么那么没礼貌啊，有人可能会觉得他没教养，可是对这个小孩来说，他不是真的在做坏事，他可能就是调皮。那这个时候你可能就会跟他说 Don't be so cheeky， 就是不要这么乱来啊，不要这么放肆，就不要这么调皮捣蛋的意思， Don't be so cheeky。 那另外一种呢，是当一个人他开了不太恰当的玩笑，你觉得没有很好笑，可是他就自己那边闹得很开心，这个时候你也可以跟他说 Don't be so cheeky， 不要乱开玩笑，不要闹了的意思， OK， Don't be so cheeky。 好的，然后再来我们往下看 Cheekbone 就是指 The two bones at the top of your cheeks， 就是在你的脸颊的最高处，那就是你的颧骨 Cheekbones。 刚刚忘了提，不论是 cheek 还是 cheekbone 都习惯是用复数，因为两个对吗？所以 cheeks 还有 cheekbones。 好的，那么如果说很突出很明显的颧骨，我们可以说 high cheekbones 或是 prominent cheekbones。 那如果是比较不明显的颧骨，我们可以说 softer cheekbones， OK。 好，接着我们来看一系列跟储存相关的字。首先 stockpile 当名词的时候，它的意思就是 a large amount of food, goods or weapons that are held in reserve for use at a time of shortage or other emergency。 总之就是为了未来所需 而储存起来的储备物，我们可以叫 stockpile。 好比说 in the past, people would have a stockpile of canned foods as a means of survival。 在过去 in the past, people would have a stockpile of canned foods、人们会储备罐头食品， OK， 这边 have a stockpile of 就是储存什么样的东西，那这里是指罐头食品 canned food。 为什么呢？ as a means of survival 是为了生存。 Alright， 再念一次， in the past people would have a stockpile of canned foods as a means of survival。 那么 stockpile 也可以直接当动词用哦，比如说、the country is believed to have produced and stockpiled as much as 5,000 tons of chemical weapons。据传这个国家 the country is believed to have produced and stockpiled 生产并且储备了 as much as 5,000 tons of chemical weapons 5,000公吨的化学武器。 OK， 整个再念一次， The country is believed to have produced and stockpiled as much as 5,000 tons of chemical weapons。 All right， 好，那么啊，刚刚讲到的 stockpile 可以当名词，也可以当动词，都跟储备有关。那 stockpile 里面这个字 pile P-I-L-E 它是什么意思呢？当名词的时候，它就是指一堆一堆或一叠一叠的东西，比如说 a pile of books 一叠的书，或是 a pile of dirty clothes 一堆脏衣服。那啊，平时很常听到的用法是，比如说I've got piles of things to do 或者是 I've got a pile of things to do 也可以，总之就是我有一堆事情要做，我事情好多。 I've got piles of things to do today. Alright, 再来 pile something up, 这里的 pile 变成动词代表堆叠起来， pile something up、比如说 Greece has piled up a mountain of debt by spending beyond her means.希腊呢，它债台高筑。Greece has piled up a mountain, 就是就好像负债已经堆得像座山一样。Piled up a mountain of debt by spending beyond her means. 好，我们说 spend beyond someone's means, 或是 live beyond someone's means, 意思就是指入不敷出的意思。所以 Greece has piled up a mountain of debt by spending beyond her means, 意思就是指债台高筑，负债已经堆得像座山一样，入不敷出的意思。OK, 那么同样跟储存相关的字是 hoard。那 hoard 呢有两层意思。那先以名词来讲的话呢，它是指 a large amount of something that someone has saved and hidden。翻得精确一点的话呢，虽然它也是有储存的意思，但它更强调藏起来的那个部分，储藏。所以比如说 That lucky man just found a massive hoard of ancient coins. 那个幸运的男子 That lucky man just found 好，刚刚发掘了一批什么呢？ A massive hoard of ancient coins. 一大批储藏的古时候的钱币。 A massive hoard of ancient coins 就有藏起来的意思。那当然 hoard 这个字呢也可以单纯用来指储存，而没有一定要强调隐藏的部分，但它就会变成另外一个意思，而且比较偏负面，通常会有一种失心疯大量囤积的感觉。比如说 We hoard food and water before typhoons come. 在台风来之前呢，我们大量扫货囤积食物和水。那这句话我可以换成 stockpile. We stockpile food and water before typhoons come. 但相较于用 hoard 的感觉，就少了那一种疯狂扫货的画面，所以还会用 hoard。 那么呢，有一种心理病叫做囤积症，这个症就是用这个字 hoarding disorder. So if someone collects huge amounts of things and finds it painful to let go of these things, then they are probably hoarders. Hoarders, 有囤积症的人就叫 hoarders. 那辨别的方式除了我刚刚说的 collect huge amounts of things, 而且呢 finds it painful to let go, 收集一堆东西而且要他把它淘汰的时候他会很痛苦，这是一个判别方式。那还有一个辨别是否为 hoarding disorder 的方式呢，就是看他的生活空间。 Because a lack of functioning living space is common among hoarders. A lack of functional living space is common among hoarders. 如果生活空间被大量的囤积物占据，然后已经没有正常的生活空间的话呢，就很有可能是 hoarding disorder, right? 好，接着我们再看一个跟储存相关的字，就是 store。它当动词的时候呢，就是指 to keep things in a place for use in the future. 它的感觉跟 stockpile 比较接近，都是为了未来而储存的意思。好比说kimchi was made as a means to store vegetables for winter. Kimchi was made as a means to store vegetables for winter. 在以前呢制作泡菜是为了要在冬天的时候能够储存蔬菜，对吗？ So kimchi was made as a means to store vegetables for winter. 那另外还有 store away. Store away 呢也是储存，但是它更强调了收纳的感觉，所以有收纳存放感， store away. 所以比如说 I've stored my summer clothes away until next summer. I've stored my summer clothes away. 我把我夏天的衣服收起来，那这个收起来意思就是指 折好啊，装箱啊等等 stored away until next summer， 等到下一个夏天的时候再拿出来。那或者呢是啊、比如说 the memories got stored away deep in our subconscious but can never be forgotten。虽然这段记忆呢被深深存放在潜意识里。Okay, the memories got stored away deep in our subconscious but can never be forgotten， 但永远不会被遗忘。Okay, last but not least, storage. Storage, it is a noun meaning a place where things are kept for use in the future. 它是特别指存放物品的空间 storage. So for example, the room doesn't have enough space for storage.The room doesn't have enough space for storage. 这个房间的储藏空间不够。I believe we have reached the end of today's session. Thank you all for being so awesome. And please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always. And I will see you guys next time.